It's easy, it can be so easy. Help me with my funds, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she would know. She gon' show you things and tell you things you never seen before. She gon' teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell me Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna.
Hey guys, welcome back, and if you're new here, welcome, welcome. We're back with another episode on EBJB, the podcast with your girl, Just Brianna. So, if you're new here, if you've been here for a while, and you're not familiar what EBJB, the podcast is, let me take the time to introduce that to you. EBJB, the podcast is Easy by Just Brianna, the financial literacy and motivational podcast hosted by me, Just Brianna. I go by JB, Bri, Brianna, Just Brianna, however that works for you. I answer to all of those names. That's me. You can follow me on Instagram at JBTheCEO_. I'm also on TikTok at JBTheCEO_. So now that we got that out the way and we know a little bit about what EBJB the podcast is, the base of it, the host, you know where to find the host. Let's get into it. Why we're here today, this bonus episode, is to tell you about how I started my podcast 3 years ago, how it's going now, and how I created an income from it. So, let's get right into it. I started Easy by Just Brianna, the podcast, back in 2018. It didn't start as a podcast. It started as a blog in 2017. I launched my whole brand and business in 2017, and I started Easy by Just Brianna as a blog. After doing some research, putting content out for months, and building my platform, I decided to transition it over to a podcast. So, did the research into different platforms, and I came up with Anchor.fm being the one most fitting for me. Anchor.fm let me sign up and distribute my podcast for free. Today, in 2021, you can still do the same thing. Sign up for Anchor and distribute your podcast for free. I record on Anchor, I edit on Anchor, I do ads and affiliates for Anchor, which I'm going to talk about a little bit later because it's how I make the money from it, but I do my whole podcasting on Anchor.fm. Where did I start recording on? My phone. Where do I still record on? My phones. Where do I edit on? My phone and laptop. I'm not going to lie about that. I use my phone and laptop, but I also use Anchor.fm to edit on. So, you can also edit on your phone, too. It depends on how you feel. Me, I need a bigger screen. I need to see where I need to cut out, put in music, and things of that nature. So, I use my laptop. But that's how I did it. I also brought a headphone. Like, you know those little t-shirt microphones and headphone piece? I brought one of those from Anchor for like $15 when I first said Anchor. I'm sorry. I brought that from Amazon. when I first started, and it worked out really well, but you do not need that to start. You can actually record on Anchor.fm like you're having a phone conversation, like you're talking on the phone. You can use a microphone, you can use a USB, because you also can sign on to Anchor.fm on computers, and you can also sign on to them with the iPads, you know, the handheld stuff like that. So you can record on a lot of different options. What I did to start making money was I actually went to a podcasting convention back in Ohio, and I had met some very, very undeniably talented podcasters. Like, the information, the content, the flow, everything they put out, it was just great. And they also were very open to helping and mentoring me as far as getting my podcast off the ground and making money from it. So, I met some very nice people, very talented people, and they gave me the gem, which was start doing affiliates and get your podcast on all streaming platforms. Do not put your podcast just on one platform. And that is the biggest gem for podcasting that you want to take away from this. I'm going to give you a lot of them, but that's the biggest one you want to take away from this. You want to put your podcast on streaming platforms, and you want to sign up for affiliates and work with them and do advertisements. Now, as you stream and you do these ads and affiliates, more money will accumulate. I do it for Anchor.fm. You probably hear in the beginning of my episodes or the end of my episodes where I tell you just what I told you in the beginning of this episode. I tell you I created this podcast for free and now they pay me. So that's the ad. They give you a script, things of that nature. You follow it through. And as people listen, you gain money. Now you're following your platform, your engagement. All that matters, because as you build subscribers, they'll give you more money. As you build your streams, you'll get more money. So at first, it'll start off as change and it'll build off as dollars for streams. And then you'll get paid per subscriber and things of that nature. When I start getting paid from Anchor, I had 1,500 subscribers. I now am touching close to 3,000. So, and I've been getting paid for about a year. It has fluctuated very much. At first, I was making like 25 cents per listen. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. It's not going to start off heavy money. But as I build my streams, as I build my subscribers, as I build my other platforms and engagement, or even if I have people, reviews, comments, all that plays a big part in building your platform, building up your monetization to your podcast. To the ones who like to have visuals, you want to have the camera and talk show host and, you know, the YouTube, the Instagram, I'm here for it. Do it if that's what you would like to do, because it does build your following as well. It does build your subscribers as well. It helps people connect to you by seeing you. But make sure your audio to your podcast is available on streamable, downloadable platforms so you can get monetized. Do not limit yourself to just a YouTube check. Do not limit yourself to just Instagram views. Get that money, honey. You hear what I'm saying? Put your podcast on all the platforms. You keep it on YouTube, keep it on Instagram, but you can get money from all those different avenues versus just one or two. You hear what I'm saying? So take the time and do that. Make your podcast available on all platforms. Like I said, Anchor distributes my podcast to 10 platforms, including Apple, Google, Spotify, Overcast, you know, all the popular ones, for free. For free. And they pay me. So I'm not going to say it's easy. It's not that easy. But there's a way for it to get done without breaking your pocket. So money is not an excuse no longer. We can't use money as an excuse. So why haven't you started the podcast you thought about starting? Is it because you can't narrow down your topic? Because that's important too. Let's talk about it. When you create a podcast, you want to stay with a topic. You don't want to bounce your podcast all over the place. So say if I created my podcast, let's put it in reference, an example using Easy by Just Brianna. Easy by Just Brianna is a financial literacy podcast. But if I decided to just start making episodes about fashion or spiritual healing, you know, that's not what you came here for. You subscribe to me because you want to hear financial literacy. You want to hear about personal finance tips. You want to hear about business finance tips. You need that motivation to manage your money. That's why you subscribe to my podcast. You didn't subscribe for other things. Now, every now and then, I might give you a bonus episode where I talk about things like this, how I started something, or I might do like a catching up with Just Brianna, because if you know me, you know my life's a whirlwind. So I like to give you a little catch up with me, little bonuses, things of that nature, but I stay on topic. And that's one of the goals you want to do, because that's how you build your subscribers as well. They're staying with you for the consistency of your topic. Another thing you want to keep in mind, another tip, when you are about to start your podcast, write out your first 20 to 30 episode topics. Why? So you can keep your podcast episodes in flow. You don't want to get to a point where you put out one episode and now you can't think about what you want to do for the next one. So we're waiting months, next year, things of that nature for you to come up with something. You don't want to get to a point that you probably put out two or three and now you're building that following, but you're not putting out anything else. So your following's losing. I did have a moment where I lost consistency. I actually lose consistency pretty often, but I'm very open and honest with my subscribers. That's why I do the Catching Up with Just Brianna and things of that nature. And I'm also very consistent on other platforms. So by the grace of God, I don't happen to lose my subscribers and my following from my podcast. But that's not for everybody, so I'm not going to tell you, you not being consistent won't hurt you. It probably definitely will. So write out those topics when you're about to start and put your podcast on all download streamable platforms. Last tip I have for you guys. Let's see what else I want to touch on before I go, because I already went live about this. And we talked about some things and you guys asked me questions. How I built my following, let's talk about that, was definitely consistency. You want to make a content or episode schedule. So when you put out your episodes, they know when to come back and check for the next one. So if you want to do it every Sunday, make sure you got a schedule. Get those episodes out every Sunday. If you want to do it once a month, get a date set. Get that episode out once a month on that date so your subscribers know when to check back in and they're caught up with you. For me, I don't have a schedule. Again, I just get lucky, but I'm not going to put that out as advice because that is my goal, actually, to have a schedule. It just so happens that I haven't got to that point yet. But do it. Make that something that you do up front. And make that something, a habit up front. So you're not finding yourself 3 years later like me, still trying to make a schedule. I actually had a schedule at one point, but life was life and I fell off of it and I haven't got back to it. So make that a thing and market yourself. You're going to have to market yourself because I'm going to be very honest. Your podcast is not the only podcast out there. Your podcast topic is not the only podcast topic out there. So you're going to have to do things for you to be seen and for you to be heard, and for you to be separated from others, because you're going to be a new podcaster stepping into a season where there's seasoned podcasters about the topic that they're speaking about, has the following, has the market that you have to compete with. But that's okay. Don't let that scare you, because just like everything else that you create or that you do in life, there's going to be other people that do it, but they're not going to do it like you. So don't let that shy you away from creating your podcast. I definitely think you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. I've made up to $5,000, a little bit over $5,000 in the past year doing my podcast. So if I can do it, you can do it. Make sure you're passionate about it. Don't just start a podcast because you just want to talk. You know what I'm saying? Or you just want to make some money, because it's going to become a chore. You don't want it to become a chore. So start a podcast if that's something you've been thinking about, something you know you can achieve, something you'll probably be passionate about as far as talking to people, giving them information, advice, you know. So I'm here for it all. If you want to start a podcast, you need some more information from your girl JB, make sure to hit me up on Instagram or TikTok. I'm here to support. Like always, guys, thank you guys for listening. God bless. JB. All right, guys, so if you're here, that means you listen to my episode in its full entirety through the advertisements and everything. And I just want to take the time, again, to thank y'all so much for rocking with me and being a part of the EBJB family. Even if you're new here, you just stopped past just to hear this quick episode, or somebody referred it to you, whatever the case may be. Thank you so much for sitting here and listening to my full podcast in its entirety. When you listen to those ads, that's how I get paid. You know what I'm saying? Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for supporting me. As always, God bless, JB. It can be so easy.